Good morning, you guys. Welcome to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 9 to 10, Ella of the most hype lit fun show out there, Ebb and Flo. Before we get started, I'm going to hit you guys with a quick little PSA.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
All right, you guys, I'm here with a super special guest in the stew with me today.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. Megan provided me with this super awesome Bang energy drink. She just handed it to me, and it was quite amazing.
I was stopped on the street, and I was like, I know the perfect girl to give this to.
Yes. Oh, yes. Exactly. And its flavor is sour ropes, which I have not had before. If you have... Well, I guess if you knew me in high school, you'll know that I used to love a Bang energy drink. But I've gotten better. I don't drink them anymore. They also, like, low-key stopped selling them. So, but today we have one, which is really exciting.
I can't let it go to waste.
So I'm very excited. Oh, I guess we should crack this baddie open and take a peek. First of all, okay, my first sign is that it is not a fluorescent color, which is great news. That's what I was worried about, because it said sour, and I was like, is it going to be bright? It's not. It's clear. That's awesome. It's like a Sour Patch Kid, actually. Mm. It's pretty tasty.
What would you actually give it out of 10?
Out of 10? I think I got to like sip it a little bit more, but I think right now, age 18 plus is actually crazy for a drink. Wow, that means that I'm like inhaling like I'm drinking something that probably will take years off of my life. Wow.
No, 18 plus, so you're good.
Oh, you're right. That's how it works. Anyways, I'll think about my rating. We'll get back to it. Anyways, today's show is so fun. We're doing our semester recap. So just some, you know, favorite songs from the semester songs that kind of just wrap up, you know, the vibe of the semester, because this is the last show of the semester. Wah, wah, wah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but we'll be back next semester better than ever. Hopefully, a little bit later. Who knows? Maybe
fingers
we'll get...
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. All right, let's start this fantastic little playlist off with Feed the Flame by Jasper Harris, who is the guitarist from Chords of Change. He happens to have his own solo career and is really sexy. So, but here's the video. I mean, the song.
Take the 45 train. Meet me downstairs and I'll be waiting, waiting for you to tell me all about him. Now the two of you. It's been 27 minutes and I haven't heard single word that's come out your mouth. It's not that I don't care, I'm just having a hard time understanding why you keep feeding this flame. Every other thing that might looking at yours. Can you feel it? The glowing pavement is hot. It's burning up under us, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Why do you play this game?
bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me. You and all your expectations, I don't even want your congratulations. I recognize your false confidence and calculated promises, all in your conversation. I hate people that feel entitled. Look at me crazy cause I ain't invite you. Oh, you important, you the moral to the story. You endorsing, motherfucker, I don't even like you. Corrupt a man's heart with a gift. That's how you find out who you're dealing with. A small percentage you I'm building with. I want the credit if I'm losing or I'm winning. Oh, my mama, that's the realest shit.
Yeah, let's talk about love.
Get away from me. If you do, I won't move. I ain't just cry for no reason. I ain't just pray for no reason. I give thanks for the day, for the hours, and another way, another life breathing. I did it all cause I feel good. I wouldn't do it all if you feel bad. Better live your life. We're running out of time. Let's talk about.
Alright, you guys, that was All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
A classic.
Speaking of Kendrick Lamar and SZA, Super Bowl halftime show was this semester, and it was pretty awesome. I guess the Super Bowl generally was this semester, but...
But mainly the halftime show.
But mainly the halftime. We all were there for the halftime show and the commercials. What were your thoughts on it?
Honestly, it was too good. Like...
It was really good. It was really good. His pants, so good. Yeah, it's a good one. I really wish in another life, I would see SZA and Kendrick Lamar, but...
Agreed.
The price of one of their tickets is probably the price of, like, the past three concerts that I went to combined. Really? So
how much were your last concerts?
Like, 50. And then the one, Sia Gray, who we're about to play next, was 104, something like that. But then I like looked at their website and they're actually $20 if you bought them. Whoa. So I was like, wait, how did that happen? I don't know how I paid so much, but
it's okay.
It was worth it. She was a great fan. They knew I was a huge fan and I just had to pay the price about how much of a fan I was.
What can you do?
Yeah. It's been a fun semester full of lots of silly little things like the Super Bowl and March Madness and concerts.
Shout out. To March Madness and concerts.
Shout out to March Madness and concerts and the Super Bowl halftime show.
And Super Bowl halftime show.
Obviously. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host from 9 to 10. Ella is the most hype-lit fun show out there. Ev and Flo. Continuing on with some music. As I previously mentioned, recently went to a concert in New York with my friend Liv, and we saw Sia Gray. This is one of her new songs. Well, I guess old songs from her new album, Puddle of Me.
there's a puddle of me at your feet. Isn't that what you needed of me? You know how obsessed I can get with your needle and thread pulling in and out of me. You know there's a puddle of me at your feet. Isn't that what you needed of me? You know how obsessed I can get with your needle and thread pulling in and out of me.
But clouds in space. It's not the phone on the table, nor the bed in the earth, nor the bed in the stable, nor your state.
All right, you guys, that's Not by Big Thief. That's one of my favorite Big Thief songs. I feel like it's very, like, rah, you know, compared to some other stuff.
Yeah, I've never heard any, but fire.
Yeah, I feel like most of their stuff is, like, soft, quiet. I still love it. I think it's great, but that one's the most, like, rock. So, love that song a lot. Was really into it this past semester. Next is Just Fine by Mary J. Blige. Would you like to speak on that one a little bit?
This song just, I don't know. I saw a TikTok about it, and then I just started listening to it in the shower. It's a great shower song.
Love a shower.
Good way to start the day.
Great way to start the day. And then Black Eyed Peas, Where Is the Love? Because where is the love?
Where is it?
Where is
this
it?
This is, I looked at my, like, in progress, you know, Apple Music Wrapped. It's my number one for the year.
Wow.
I've listened to it the most.
Wait, that's so exciting. Yeah. Wait, I want to do that on Spotify. I need to see if they have that. They better.
Know.
They will.
It's too good, though.
Wow, that's exciting. And then Toilet Tisha by Outkast. I was really into Outkast this semester. I have a CD, an Outkast CD, as a lot of people know, apparently. And that song especially, I heard it, and I was like, Toilet Tisha, what? And then I started listening to it a lot, and I was like, wait, I love Tisha, and I love the toilet. This is awesome.
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like these are some good semester wrap-up songs. Like, I feel like I'm encapsulating the whole it felt like a year.
Range.
It felt like a year, but it's not been a year. It's a wide range. Yeah, who doesn't love a wide range?
Exactly.
Let's hear from Mary J. Blige now.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to
let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you want to do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from me. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? When I'm walking past the mirror, don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about if you feel it. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change
No. ain't worried about what you feeling. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right. I ain't gonna let you kill it. See, I won't change my life.
And the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate. And that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. You practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Or where's the truth, y'all? Come on,
I don't know.
Or where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Sing with me, y'all.
One word, one word. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One word, one word. And something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with the good word, word. Yeah. We only got one word, one word. That's all we got. One.
today. Say I love watching your girl had a baby on the way. Too much for a mind to bear. And that type of news to a mama she cannot spare. Darling Tisha, now we miss ya. Isha, damn we miss ya, darling Tisha, damn we miss ya.
Days is a short period of time, a mere 14 years on this precious Mother Earth. You see, Tisha had issues, and her decision-making skills were still in its early stages. You know what I'm talking about? Therefore, she could not properly handle a blessing in which she thought to be an obstacle in her path to adulthood. Pause. Just like a rubber with a thousand pauses. Should I? Shouldn't I? I can't. I have to. Mama will never see me the same. Daddy and Big Mama, I know all of them gonna be ashamed of me. Are just a few thoughts racing through her cranium as she sits on top of the pale, cold porcelain seat in the rear of the house. The unthinkable. Moments away from becoming reality, sadly with no clue. No way of expressing her feelings to her mama or anybody else in her life. Tisha done came to the crossroads, and now she got to choose. Fatality. Fatality. Fatality.
That was Toilet Tisha. Only three more songs left, you guys. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I'm your host for another 14 minutes, Ella, of the most hyped up fun show out there, Ebb and Flo, here with my lovely friend Megan, drinking this super awesome Bang energy drink, Sour Ropes.
Fire.
Woohoo! Yeah! Sour Ropes!
Can't believe there's only three songs left of this semester.
I know! Oh, this semester, it's crazy. I feel like this semester flew by. We've had highs, we've had lows, we've had some great shows, we've had some no shows. I know, crazy. Whoa. But next semester, trust, will be back and better than ever.
Yes.
This next song is Chicago by Michael Jackson, which I love this song. I think it's so
it's
fun.
Fire. It might be my fave Michael Jackson song.
Ooh, okay. This might be like...
it's definitely top three.
It might be making a resurgence in my life after this. This song's very summer for me, so yeah. I'm excited. And then the song after that, we'll get into it after. Yeah. All right. Chicago by Michael Jackson. Let's go.
met her on the way to Chicago, where she was all alone. So as I asked her for a name, she smiled and looked at me. I was surprised to see that a woman like that was real into me.
She said she didn't have no man, played to give the very she best she had. She told me she was all alone. Said I don't, you didn't she have no one. She said just to get an age of 59 and what's it gonna be. She lied to you, lied to me, thought she was loving me, loving me, yeah.
I never would have thought she was living like that. Her words seemed so sincere. When I held her near, she would tell me how she feels. It felt so real to me. This girl, she had to be an angel sent from heaven just for me.
She said she didn't have no man.
Drive
type of pain that just feel deep inside. It's that type of pain that makes you pray, makes you cry. But it's gonna be alright one day. This too shall pass. Sometimes you gotta go through the pain to experience the joy. This too shall pass. Then he came.
That was Damaged by Danity Kane. That song, sorry, I said that, like, so I was, like, so confused. found that song also on a CD that I stole from my uncle. It was, like, it was like early 2000s dance pop hits or something, and I listened to it one day while I was getting ready, and that song, I was so hype, oh, my God, and then I just, like, started listening to it when I was doing, like, other things. I don't know, you know, just hanging around, getting ready. Pretty awesome.
You officially put me on to that song.
Yes.
That was great.
So, it's so, like... How did I not hear it when it, like, was right. peak? You know what I'm saying? Like, how did people forget about that? So Britney. only one more song, you guys. So sad. So sad. But it's been a great semester, a great season, and we'll be back next year. Thank you to all my amazing followers who have listened religiously, or even if you don't and you just tune in periodically, like, thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you, Megan, for coming on the show. Thanks for handing me this drink. It was pretty awesome. I would give it a 6.8 out of 10. I feel like all bangs kind of taste the same, but it's great to be back in my hand. And I'm just gonna slowly drink it because I'm scared that it's gonna give me a heart attack. But the flavor is not as bad as I was expecting. I was expecting something like pretty foul, and it wasn't. Yeah, last song is Your Love by The Outfield. Just a great song. And it's because I love you guys and I love your love, so here's
aww.
Aww, bye, you guys. See you next semester.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. Stay alive again.